2-1-2 break. Lead pass, settle Brady, moving in, shoot, star!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Will Smith in front, he scores!
As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Along the drive, great save by Askarov!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charanbir Mahal from IND TV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just find us on the Sharks app. Now, before I get to all the hype of this rare matinee matchup, teams that are, one is on the top while the other is on the bottom. But before we get to all that, there's a few things I want to cover. First, today, the San Jose Sharks are celebrating South Asian Heritage Night. I like to call it Indian Heritage Night because there's lots of Indian activities all around the arena today. Well, there would be henna tattoo artists. There also would be a live band with singing, playing Indian instruments and music on the concourse, then followed by a great performance for the national anthem by a 14-year-old girl. And after that, there's going to be a couple of performances during intermissions on the ice by gurus of dance. And of course, so all those things are happening tonight. So I really encourage you, check it out, go on the concourse and enjoy all that. Now, few things happened in the last game that I found very interesting. Of course, the wins this season has been really hard for the Sharks. So that was a win, which was great. But again, it was also against the bottom team in the league that's also almost near the Sharks, just a few points off. But interesting thing about that is Will Smith. So if you look at Will Smith, he was drafted fourth overall last year. He has played 59 games and is 13-22-35 points. In his first eight, he went scoreless, pointless. And then in his first 20 games, he only had 8 points. But in the last game, he had a multi-point game. That was his 10th multi-point game, which is really impressive. And in his last 5 games, he has 7 points. So you can clearly see Will is on a great trajectory and he's really living up to all the expectations that surrounded his career. So that's pretty interesting. Now, another thing, Will has spent a lot of time on Zetterberg and Granlund's line. So he had lost two of great teammates and now he's been on the line with Wennberg and Graf and he continued to do well on that line. So which is very impressive. I'm really impressed with Will Smith and how he's been handling all that. He's now, what's changing for him? Well, one thing, I think he's getting a lot more touches. He's holding on to the puck a lot longer. He's making better plays, better passes, better shots. Overall, his game has really improved. He's also dropping closer and into that danger zone where he's getting even more opportunity. Why don't we go to Will and see what he thinks about his game? You know, since January, I mean, you've been doing really well. Your game has changed significantly from early January to now. Last 5 games, you got 7 points. What do you think is changing for you? One of the things we're noticing, obviously, is you're getting a lot more touches. You're holding on to the puck a lot longer, just making a lot of great plays. So what are your thoughts that's leading to all this?
Yeah, I think I've gotten this question a couple times. I think, obviously, I don't think the confidence went anywhere. Just, you know, want to go out there and make plays. So I think being able to be trusted and also, I've said it a couple of times, moving my feet, create more offense. So that's a big key to it.
Well, another thing, you know, you spend quite a bit of time with Zetterland and obviously with Granlund, and you're probably the most impacted guy, you know, once they departed, but it didn't seem to have any effect on your game at all.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to, you know, pretty sad to see those guys leave. And Granny's a pretty special player. He's been in the league for a while, and obviously Zets has kind of paved his way, I mean, scoring goals and making plays. So it's tough seeing them leave, and getting to play with them for a little bit was pretty cool. So won't take that for granted.
And now, since you've been lined up with Wennberg as the center, how do you think that changed your game, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he makes plays and smart player, so I think just trying to read off him, and he's a great puck handler, and you know, knows how to edge the zone, and so I think just trying to read off him and create my own space is something I've been trying to do.
What about a little chemistry between you and Colin? You know, last few games, obviously, you guys have been on the same line, and you know, you guys have been really impactful. Last game, I mean, 3 out of 4 points were your line in particular.
Yeah, he's been great. I think ever since he got here, he's been awesome, and playing together, it's been good, and he's obviously another smart player, can make plays, so we're trying to look for each other and find open space and put the back of the net.
Now, another highlight from the last game is Colin Graf. So he went undrafted. He was signed as a free agent by the Sharks in last April of 2024. He played 7 games last year in the NHL, and he tallied up 2 assists in those 7 games. Well, this season he started off in Barracuda. He had played 35 games and he was 8-24-32. That's pretty impressive. That was about a point a game, but in the Barracuda. Now, starting in January, he had started playing back in the Sharks lineup. And when he started that back in January, he had 2 points in his first 10 games. Now, since then, the last game really stood out to me. Why? Well, one, he tallied up his first power play goal. The second, that was his first multi-point game. And third, in the last 5 games, he has 5 points. In his prior 18 games, before these 5 games, he had less points in those 18 games than he did in his last 5. So it's really, really impressive. His performance has been great. So really looking forward to his growth. And he's starting to get the rhythm in the NHL. And as he said, last game, how he found his leg, he was skating much better. He was finding open spaces a lot more. And both of the goals he scored in the last were from that dangerous triangle. He was sort of skating into that eye of the storm right there. And that's where he's getting his opportunity. So why don't we go to his post-game comments?
So Colin, as you've been improving, I mean, your ice time has increased quite a bit. Today you're second, I think, among forwards right behind Celebrini. How does that feel to have that sort of ice time?
Yeah, it's nice to see the coaching staff have confidence in me, and I'm just trying to make sure that I perform, whether that be offensively or defensively as well.
So what made you feel, especially tonight, everything seemed to be clicking for you. You were at the right place. You had a lot of chances, even had a breakaway. What was kind of unique for you tonight?
Honestly, my legs felt good. I felt like
skating, huh?
Yeah, I had a good pregame nap, I guess. So I felt like I was moving fast out there, and if I'm moving fast, then the other stuff sort of just comes along with it.
Now, another thing I'm liking where Graf is playing now, he's playing with Will Smith, with Alexander Wennberg in the center. Wennberg is a veteran guy, and I think he's making a lot of great plays to both of these wingers. Also, I felt when you put any of these guys on a Celebrini line, there's a tendency as soon as you get the puck to pass it to Celebrini. And how can you argue with that? He's the number one guy who's going to score in the league, so you might as well pass to him. But I think that takes them off their game as well. I'm liking this line here. I think they are more freer to take the shot when it's there, pass when it's needed, and I think it really has helped both of their games. We had a chance to talk to Colin in the practice, so why don't we cut to that?
Well, Colin, first, obviously, congratulations. You had a first multi-point game there, first power play goal. What do you think is working for you here lately?
Yeah, thank you. I think the biggest thing for me is to just go to the net and make sure that I'm getting to areas where it's easier to put the puck in the net, and when I get there, to keep my stick on the ice.
So, especially in the last game, that was a little more visible because both of your goals sort of came from that, you know, sort of the deadly triangle area. You seem to be getting in there more and more, and have a lot of sort of quick releases from there.
Yeah, that's something that even in college I scored most of my goals from right and tight around the net, so I think it's taking a little bit of time. Hopefully I can keep going to the net and getting rewarded.
And how's it sort of you, Will, and Alexander has been sort of lined up here recently with the changes. How's that working for you, and how much of an impact do you think Wennberg had on your play?
Yeah, they're both really skilled players. Wenny had a great feed to me on the first goal. So that was nice. That was a really good play by him. And then, but yeah, I think I've had a little bit of chemistry from us so far.
So another thing I want to highlight is, what does Coach Ryan Roskowski thinks about both of these guys?
You know, Graf and Will, they both have a really good success in the last few games. Well, Will, since January. What do you think is changing for them? And do you think a lot of, especially Graf, sort of going into that triangle that you talk about, both of the goals last game were from that triangle?
Yeah, I think, again, I know I've said it 100 times, it's just the game slows down. When you step on that ice in your first NHL game, you're drinking, from a fire hose. The game is extremely fast, it's up and down, and you're like, whoa. And as you get playing and you get experience, the game starts to slow down, and now their skill sets start to come out. And that's what we're seeing with Colin. Obviously, he came from college with very limited American League hockey experience. And, a lot of players go through the American League for 1, 2, 3 seasons, and now they get into their groove of what they are as a hockey player and their identity, and they come up here and the game is still fast, but it slows down a little bit quicker for them. When you don't play in the American Hockey League, you just don't get that experience. So you're drinking from a fire hose and you're playing catch up in a sense. But we had a good feeling. If you look at their track record of where they've played and what they've done in their college career, junior careers, all the way back to they were 14 years old, they start figuring out because they're smart individuals. So I think the biggest thing, like I said it all along, is the game is slowed down.
Well, the next player I want to talk about is Jack Ostapchuk. He's a 21-year-old center that the San Jose Sharks got in exchange for Zetterlund in that trade, part of that trade, from the Ottawa Senators. He was we met him during practice yesterday, and he's expected to be in the lineup. He's a big physical guy. Originally, he played in the AHL for the Senators, but this season he had played 43 games, and he's 1-3-4 in those. I guess one of the biggest things he's known for right now, speaking of that physicality, is his fight with Rampe. So here's Zach talking about sort of the excitement of him being in San Jose and a young sort of a rebuild team here.
What kind of a game are you hoping to bring to the Sharks here?
Yeah, I think I'm very versatile on the lineup. I think I'm a big guy that can really move. I like to play physical, and I like to just do little things right. I'm kind of a detail guy, and I like to support all over the ice, kill penalties, kind of just do whatever is needed.
Tell us about knocking down Matt Rempe.
that was a while back, but he's a better fighter now. But I got him.
I mean, you guys play each other this year, right? So does he say something to you? Do you say something to him? I don't know.
I don't know. It's just I know him a little bit off the ice now too. So not much is said. We kind of just let it rest.
But, is that one of the most asked questions of you? Is that fight?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, for sure. A lot of guys in the locker room and stuff like that, but yeah, that's funny.
So what can you say about Mike Greer's confidence in you? Because obviously Sharks lost a huge player here who was well loved, so the whole thing kind of hinges on what you're gonna add to the Sharks lineup. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, obviously it's exciting. There's some pressure. I'm very thankful that they have some trust in me, and I want to prove them right. So,
and how do you think you sort of fit in the lineup here?
Yeah, I just want to be a versatile player. I want to be able to go up and down the lineup and just fill a void wherever it's needed.
And that brings us to this matinee matchup where the San Jose Sharks are taking on the Washington Capitals. The Sharks are dead last in the league with just 45 points, while the Capitals are number one in the Metropolitan Division and number one in the league with 94 points. But biggest hype tonight is Alex Ovechkin, who's chasing the all-time NHL record for the goals scored that's currently held by Wayne Gretzky at 894. So he's about 8 goals away for tying that record, and 9 goals would put Ovechkin in the league. It's a sellout crowd here. A lot of people are obviously here to see Ovechkin. So it's going to be an exciting matchup. We spoke to both of the head coaches. So here's Ryan Varsovsky talking about how does he prepare after playing the Blackhawks, who are also near the bottom, and now all of a sudden having to play the number one team with all the hype surrounding them. So here's Coach Varsovsky.
Here's a huge sort of contrast in these back-to-back games, Chicago versus this. how do you get the guys sort of prepared and not, you know, fall into the little hype that's following the Washington?
Yeah, well, it's a new day. We've got to move forward, and we've talked about it yesterday, and we'll talk about it this morning. This is one of the best teams in the league, and they're not going to go away. They're coming off a loss. They're going to be angry. They're going to be ready to go. I think the big thing is we can't beat ourselves tonight. You know, that's going to be big. We got to defend the middle of the ice. We got to match the physicality and the heaviness of this hockey game by skating and getting numbers into battles, and you know, making sure our puck play is extremely simple. You know, we can't beat these guys' offense. They're too good. They're too disciplined. So it's a really good test for us tonight. You know, in front of a good crowd. So we have to really focus on our first period, and then we'll get to the second when we get there.
We also talked to the head coach for the Capitals, that's Spencer Carberry, and asked him, what does it feel like? We're here, a guy who's chasing the NHL record for the goals, who's been in the league for 21 years, facing off with the youngster, and that's Salabrini, who was just born around that time. So how do you see Ovechkin? He's a veteran guy, 20 years in the league, going for the record, facing off with the guy who was barely born when he was in the NHL. How do you see that whole face-off?
It's always special when the young players in our league, the superstars that are just coming up, and they talk about growing up and being such fans of Ovi and having followed him through his career and now going head-to-head with them. I know O appreciates that, and he appreciates the not only the history of the game, but the players that are going to carry the next torch. And obviously, Celebrini is one of those players. And so anytime they go head-to-head, it's special for, I think, both sides of it.
Now, with that, let's get to the Sharks' projected lineup for today. On the top line is William Eklund with Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. On the second line, Colin Graf with Alexander Wennberg, Will Smith. On the third, Noah Gregor with Patrick Giles and Ty Dellandrea. On the fourth line is Carl Grundstrom with Zach Ostapchuk and Barclay Goodrow. In the defense is Mario Ferraro with Shakir Mukhamadulin, Jimmy Schultz with Vincent Desjardins, and Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Timothy Liljegren. In the net tonight is Alexander Georgiev. Now with that, let's go to the first period.
So there's a matinee game today earlier in the afternoon at 2 p.m. And right from the get-go, as you can see, as expected, the first place team versus last place team played out where the Capitals had complete dominance over the San Jose Sharks, outshooting them 17-3 by the end of the period. But right from the beginning, you saw a couple of things. You saw the Washington Capitals structure, size, and experience just completely take over in terms of possession, zone time, and control of the game. The first goal, what had happened was there was a pass that was shot across to the neutral zone. Shakir got his stick on it, kind of didn't get complete control, went behind him, and eventually Ovechkin, the grade eight, was able to get it and make a great pass into the slot to Strome, who scored it. Let's take a look at that goal.
Here's Tom Wilson. He's having a super year. Here's Strome, and he scores! Dylan Strome breaks the seal. It's 1-0 Washington.
After that first goal, it was a little back and forth, but again, complete dominance by the Capitals in terms of possession and structure. But it wasn't until 10 minutes later that Protas puts another one behind the net. A player that often gets overlooked, but really complements the team of the Capitals and the size that really takes to win in this league. Let's take a look at that goal.
Shall find out in short order. There's Wilson working the near side against the rookie Mukhamadulin. Taken by Lars Eller off the board. Goes to the net, trying to go short side. And on the rebound, they score.
And just when you thought it was all over and you wanted to make it to the second period being a Sharks fan, Radish was able to put one more behind Georgiev before the period ended to make it 3-0.
They are enormous. Up front, Washington. As with Sandin, his takeaway in neutral ice. He'll punch it back in and around for B.L. Dubois. Dubois back for Carlson. On the wing. They score! It's Taylor Radish And the Capitals rolling here. It's 3-0.
To begin the third, we still had the same score after the first period, 3-0 Capitals. But a little bit of glimmer of hope when Macklin Celebrini scores to make it 3-1. And yes, I know that many people are here to watch an Ovechkin goal, but Celebrini scores first.
He has a nice dinner after the game. He just overskated what would have been a breakaway
chance. Here we go.
Now Celebrini scores! Macklin Celebrini, and it's 3-1.
Unfortunately, the potential comeback was short-lived as Trevor from the Capitals scores a quick one shortly after Macklin Celebrini.
Up top it comes to Van Riemsdyk for the Capitals. He escapes the clutches of Noah Gregor. Now Van Riemsdyk behind the net. Is that in?
That's in.
They're celebrating. The Capitals just scored. Trevor Van Riemsdyk from behind the net. He banks it in off Romanov. It's 4-1.
And to end the period, what many people are showing up to games where the Great Eight is present is to see a goal by him as he chases the Great One's record for most goals scored in NHL history. Ovechkin closes the scoring for the game for the fifth goal for the Capitals with a beautiful tip-in in front of the net. With a bad turnover, unfortunately, from the Sharks, with a pass going to the high left winger, getting turned over by a defenseman, and in that transition, eventually with a shot pass towards the net, Ovechkin has a beautiful tip to bury one, getting one goal closer to Wayne Gretzky's record.
Here's a steal for Dubois. Ovechkin bounces back to the line, in the slot, and Ovechkin scores! Alexander Ovechkin, he's now seven away from tying Wayne Gretzky.
The Sharks versus Capitals ended up 5-1 Capitals over the Sharks tonight. And let's go to Zach Ostrychuk with his debut with the San Jose Sharks and fight with Tom Wilson in his post-game interview.
Zach, obviously your first game here in Teal. How did you feel it went?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, there was some getting used to do out there with the systems and all that, but overall, yeah, I just tried to keep it as simple as I could. Yeah, and it was a good experience.
You told us yesterday, you'd like to take Josh Anderson and Tom Wilson, and you fought Tom Wilson. What maybe was that kind of a thing where you kind of recognized maybe the team needed a little bit of energy? Would take us through why that decision was? You maybe asked him to go and things like that.
Yeah, I think a bit of that. I mean, obviously, I think we needed to get going a little bit, and hopefully, I could provide a spark. But yeah, I kind of just hit him in the corner, and he spun me around. So I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta do that.
What was he saying to you in the box? If the guys are still talking in the box.
Yeah, no, he was just kind of, he was fired up. I mean, he was barking at me. Probably some colorful language. But at the end of the day, we calmed down and said a good fight. So.
What do you take away from that experience, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty tough. Obviously, I got to work on my skills a little bit. He had me pretty clamped up. Couldn't get much going in that fight. But, yeah, it's a good learning experience.
Did he surprise you a little bit with that? Just kind of getting to you before you got ready there? Or?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, he knows what he's doing. So, he's been in a lot of fights. He's a tough guy. Yeah, just something I can learn from.
Your first game overall here in San Jose, how did you feel about it?
Yeah, I felt all right. I mean, and like I said, just tried to keep it as simple as I can. I mean, there's a couple plays I want back, but I think I did some good things too. So, yeah, it's just a pretty average game.
And for our next post-game interview, we speak to Desharnais about the identity of the Sharks and the importance of standing up and his veteran presence, being a newly acquired Shark, protecting our young talent. Let's talk to him.
Vincent, that's a deep team over there, and you know, they're a team with big aspirations. How do you guys feel you kind of matched up against them throughout the game?
Well, I just think we did it to ourselves. Yes, they're a great team. They're well structured, but we can't have a first 20 minutes like that. Like, we know that they have a good team. We got to be sharp, and we had too many turnovers, too many plays where we were not focused, and yeah, we just gotta be better.
What kind of turned in the second period there? Obviously, Zach goes in and gets the fight, and you know, Chychrun comes and gets you. What was kind of the heat of that moment? How did that kind of brew up?
Yeah, we're just that's something that's awesome to see. Everyone's going to stick for each other, and you know, we have some young guys, and you know, whether it's a late hit or a bad hit, we won't take it. Whether we're up by five or down by five, we don't take any shit, and you know, obviously it's not the results we want, but something positive that we stuck up for each other, and we're going to do it for the last 14 games.
We had some words for Dubois there.
Yeah.
Just that after that hit on Smith, say that you guys were upset about that one.
Yeah. I told him I didn't like it. I want to go with him, and you know, he didn't want it. That's out of my power, but my job is to let him know that we won't take it. And like I said, we have some young players, and you know, I got traded here to play hockey, and I'm not a tough guy by any means, but it's part of my job to protect those guys, and every night I'm gonna do it.
And the last person that we spoke to in the postgame interview is Tyler Toffoli, his veteran experience and only assist tonight. Let's see what he has to say on tonight's game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little disappointing. I think, you know, we weren't obviously ready to play and ready to play against a, you know, big physical team. And I think when you're chasing a team that's as structured as they are, you know, it's hard to come back.
Maybe just a bit, you know, considering how much, what deep they are and their offense, just maybe some tentativeness at all, just kind of.
Yeah, I don't think we, you know, had our swagger that we normally play with, and I think, you know, that's a big part of our identity is being able to play with some swagger and, you know, make confident plays when they're there, and I don't think we were very responsible. I thought we turned over too many pucks, and like I said, they're a really structured team, and I think they're the best team in the league or something like that, so I think we, you know, shot ourselves in the foot a few times for sure.
I don't know if, you know, young team is the right word, or just shell-shocked or starstruck, if you will. Maybe what might have been the reasoning why you guys kind of maybe came and didn't play with that swagger?
Yeah, I think we were just inconsistent with our game. I think, you know, we started to turn it on in the second a little bit, and in the third, you know. But like I said, when you're down three goals or whatever it was, you know, it's hard to come back.
Now let's go to Coach Warsawski's thoughts on today's game. Lots of interesting things stated in terms of, you know, the narrative of the Sharks sticking up for each other is no longer a narrative or a story, but really the identity of the Sharks. Some other things that Warsawski sort of touched on is, you know, the bad start the Sharks had tonight, and also a couple of thoughts on Zach. Let's go to his interview.
Going into Thursday's game upcoming, what's just an overall message for the team?
We're a few days away from that, so we'll get a good practice in tomorrow. Monday we'll be off, and we'll get a good practice in Tuesday and be ready to go.
Tyler Toffoli said that, you know, maybe you guys didn't get started with a jump, or what he said, the swagger maybe kind of led to, maybe he's also mentioned an unfocused start, if you will.
Yeah, not sure. Didn't like our start. Thought we got it going there a little bit, keep eating a little bit harder in the second. I think we had some good pushes in the third, actually, before we scored. And then the fourth goal was a backbreaker.
What do you think of the new guys? Obviously, Darren A stepped up and, you know, got involved there, but awesome chat. What'd you think of his game tonight?
Yeah, I thought he was good. Some things to improve on hockey-wise, but, you know, to stand up to one of the tougher guys in the National Hockey League, I give him a lot of credit.
Was pulling a Georgiev more a message to the team than anything?
Yes.
What did you guys do right after the first period?
Started competing harder. Say the biggest thing.
So it was a big moment when they jumped on you guys quickly that you didn't really recover in time to make this a game?
Yeah. I mean, that good of a team, you know, you can't dig yourself a three-goal lead.
What did you think of maybe Will Smith and Colin Graf? They keep showing that chemistry. What did you think of their performance in a game that's this heavy, this physical, that structured? They were kind of still able to kind of go and look like they had their legs tonight.
Yeah, I thought they had their moments where you can see the future of what they're going to be. And I thought they had their moments where you saw the youngness and a mature hockey team on the other side, big, heavy, physical, structured team, where if you're not on every shift, you're in one. And we saw that too.
What did you think of Kleem's game? You said this was a big one for him tonight.
Yeah, I have to go back and watch it. Did some decent things. Obviously, things probably need some work on.
Ostapchuk and Wilson and Gregor and Duhamie, was it good to, you know, see you guys stand up against, you know, bigger guys there? You know?
Yeah, I mean, we've done that all year. It doesn't surprise me whatsoever with our group. And it has nothing to do with scrapping. It's, we, you know, when we are off to a slow start, we usually find a way to, you know, get back on the rails there and start competing a little bit harder. So, you know, obviously the first wasn't good enough, and the second and third, I thought we got it going a little bit more. But they're a really good hockey team over there, and we saw that firsthand tonight.
Tonight, the Sharks led in hits 22-13, blocked shots 15-4, giveaways 17-14, and takeaways 5-2. While the Capitals led in shots 28-20 and face-offs 53% to the Sharks 47%. The three stars of the game were Alex Ovechkin with 2 points, one goal, one assist, Tom Wilson with two assists and a plus one, and Macklin Celebrini with one goal and 21 minutes of total ice time tonight. Thank you for those of you watching and for those of you listening on the Sharks Audio Network. We'll see all of you next Thursday, March 20th, when the Sharks host Brent Burns and the Carolina Hurricanes at the SAP Center. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.